American troops have left Iraq, a major moment for Iraq, which has plunged straight away into political uncertainty, and also a moment for America, which now can mull the lessons from Iraq about how best to project American power and protect its interests around the world. As part of that debate, it's being suggested that the 2003 invasion could be the last war between states that we could ever see. The nature of war is changing, that's the argument, and it's also killing fewer people than ever before. That is the additional, rather surprising claim made by Professor of International Relations Joshua S. Goldstein. So, I asked the professor, what are the reasons for the reduction in so-called traditional wars?
I see three big reasons for it. One is that over the course of history, people's norms and ideas about war have changed. So it used to be glorious to go fight and you'd prove your manhood and so forth. And now we don't think about it that way. We talk about defense, not war. And we're always, you know, it's the last resort and so forth. So even when we go to war, we think about it differently now. And we care about civilians in a way that we didn't before. The second big reason is that as the world has become more prosperous and depends on trade more, war doesn't fit into making money anymore. It used to be you could conquer land and that would get you wealth from agriculture, and now you have to trade to get wealth, and war doesn't help you with that. The third big reason is that the international community has developed, and the United Nations in particular, so that we have new tools to handle international conflicts short of war and to try to reduce and extinguish wars when they do break out, so peacekeeping. And the UN itself, do you know that no member of the United Nations has ever gone out of existence from being conquered, which is kind of a new thing historically. So that's a good record for the UN and one that we'd hope to continue in the future.
If there are practical reasons for why people won't go to war, are you ever going to eliminate a kind of like a deeper genetic, almost a need in humans, it seems, to commit violence for one another? I mean, little boys are still going to want to play soldiers, aren't they?
Yes. I don't think we will ever eliminate war from human nature or from our potentials that we have biologically. It's very deep-seated in human nature. I'm not one that says we're peaceful by nature and just nice, and that's why war will end. On the other hand, human nature also gives us faculties that allow us to change and to learn, to restrain our impulses, to feel empathy for other people and so forth. And these are also part of our biology. So I see that what once happened with cannibalism or dueling or slavery could also happen with war in the future.
So there are better ways also for nation states to prosecute their interests than doing something as clumsy as invading another country.
That's right. And certainly after the experience we just had in Iraq since 2003, I don't think countries will be jumping to use that resort as their first line of getting what they want, because it didn't work very well.
And I suppose part of the Iraq experience as well is that it morphed into, is it the future of war, insurgency, terrorism, the sort of the asymmetrical conflict that we've been covering in it, in all its horrors for the past few years?
Yes, that is the future, evidently, because throughout the world today, nowhere are these big national armies fighting each other. Anywhere in the world right now, all the wars that are left are civil wars. A government on one side, an insurgent force on the other side. And they can be very nasty and brutal, but they tend to be smaller scale than these big national wars.
But when it comes to looking at conflict and violence and deaths caused around the world, do you have graphs that tell you which way it's going? Is it possible that deaths from war are actually decreasing, or deaths from conflict are decreasing? What is that broadest possible picture that you can give us?
So the number of people killed in wars worldwide, and this is direct battle deaths, military and civilians, not counting cholera epidemics and this kind of thing, spin-offs, which are also important but harder to measure. But the direct deaths from violence, half in this decade what they were in the 1990s, a third what they were in the Cold War, and of course about a hundredth what they were during the World War. So a pretty dramatic trend downward in the numbers.
And is that something that leads to an end point where, I mean, it seems impossible, but is it philosophically possible, where violence decreases to such a degree that you can kind of say, well, there is no more war? I mean, that's never going to happen, is it?
Well, not right away, that's for sure. I see it more as an asymptotic slope that's going down but flattening out closer and closer to zero. And
right, you're going to have to explain that for us.
Well, yeah, a curve that's approaching zero but never quite reaching
zero.
So it may be that we'll never have peace on earth, the end of violence, harmony and understanding, but we could have a reduction of war to the point that it does not dominate our lives the way it has historically.
Well, that's Professor Joshua S. Goldstein of the American University. And if you want to find out more about his thesis of the end of war, go to winningthewaronwar.com.